vast, distant entities of some sort keep track of everything that happens on the internet.
Yet the scriptures assure us. Yet the scriptures assure us.
San Francisco. That's Cyberpunk Radio. Gather round my tribe of cyberpunks.
You sexy human beings.
Flesh puppets. Meat puppets.
Silly humans.
My puppets. My friends. You are monkeys. Flesh bots. Cyberpunk Radio San Francisco in the Cortex. Jack in to our Dark Fiber networks. Plug in, bitches. Fasten your seatbelts. We're about to go for a little cyberpunk journey to the center of your jacked into your cortex. Cyberpunk Radio San Francisco into your brainstem, bitches. Cyberpunk, the tribe of the future. Come and assimilate the cortex, the Flurry Media Group, through Cyberpunk Radio.
I'm a robotic dominatrix, baby.
Assimilate flesh puppets.
We have no choice but to obey.
We welcome you to the collective matrix hive, to the portal of Cyberpunk Radio.
Obey. Obey.
Mentalesha.net.
Obey. Obey. Obey.
The CIA is listening to all of our telephone calls and reading all of our emails.
If you can make head or tail of it, good fucking luck to you. Right? This is the weirdest show I've heard so far, but right, very informative. I think it's Cyberpunk Radio, but it might be Mentalesha. It's Mental Escher or Cyberpunk Radio or both.
Citizens think my job is easy. Easy. Jacked into the Matrix, a highly paid operative controlling myriad agents in various virtual realms. But let's get this straight right off. It's not games where I make my mark and my credit. No, this is no World of Warcraft gold mining operation. Not that kind of game. The virtual space my minions inhabit includes global stock markets, financial networks, insurance and real estate grids, and of course, the government. NSA and military net zone cracks being my personal specialty. Needless to say, I keep a low profile. Lo-fi, low-pry. Shit, I barely even leave my lair except to score liquid sunshine and maybe rent some flesh. So back to my point. People think my job is easy, but it ain't. I was jacked into a proto-mod console in the last throes of cranking Bancorp's main systems. My VR set signaled the disturbance alarm, coloring the edges of my virtual workspace a deep throbbing crimson hue. Triggered by the crunching sound of a SWAT team battering ram on the reinforced steel apartment door, I backed out of the Bancorp network, leaving a digital breadcrumb trail to ease my re-entry when, or if, I returned. Just as I was pulling the fiber optic neural bridge from the base of my skull, the door finally crashed open, falling from twisted hinges, and three black-masked shock troops rushed in, forming an arc in front of my seated figure, snub-nosed machine pistols trained on my sternum. That was the first time I saw the RC. When he stomped through the door, the shock troops parted and fell back a few steps into the shadows, like they were in awe of him. Aussie was like some modern-day mashup of a machine outlaw, biker, cowboy, samurai. The most striking feature, the titanium skull helmet embedded into his flesh, making his head actually look vaguely egg-like. One of his eyes glowed green. The other was covered in some sort of communication monocle. The rest of his form was covered in what looked to be armored black leather. I was pondering the function of one of the more sinister-looking gadgets dangling from Arcee's belt when he intoned with mechanical detachment, "Jerome Siegel, you are hereby charged under the General Cyber-Criminal Code and will be incarcerated until you are brought before the judicial for judgment." At this point, your average cyber thug would be pissing their pants at the thought of doing hard time in a meat cell. Me, I had no intention of being caged. My chair was a dead man's switch. When I stood up, it would trigger a combination electromag pulse blast flashbang. This combination first zapped all the electronics within 100 meters. Then blinded all the RI and vis sensors that those mill types so depended on for situational advantage. Not today, boys. RC seemed to sense my calm. He cocked his head slightly. I think he actually presaged his own demise. Millisecond too late. As I stood up, RC actually started to back away half a step. While his foot was still in the air, the EMP flash combo went off. In a single blurred motion, I reached over my shoulder, gripped the handle of my nano-carbide katana, and arced the blade forward and down between Ossie's collarbone and neck. The subsequent spray of blood and gurgling exclamation confirmed Ossie's mortal wounds. Momentarily, his armor kept him stock upright, but as he drained, the body teetered and then fell backwards. His eye was already rolling to the side wall, so that by the time the shock troops regained their sensory apparatus and opened fire, I was already edging behind them in ghost mode, a shadow, angling away towards the door and freedom. Cyberpunk radio, bitches. San Francisco. Pirate radio.
Visit Def Weezer Productions on the net, baby. At www.mental-escher.net.